You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. So that's how Germans are looking to potentially gain from the Brexit. But we wondered about the other big player in continental Europe, France. So we asked reporter Emma Jacobs to find out.
On the ground floor of the Parisian co-working space called Numa, every chair is occupied by someone with a laptop. Some days people sit on the floor, says Frederic Auroux, the center's international director.
Usually at 9 o'clock when we open in the morning, people are queuing.
Located close to the center of the city, Numa is one of the hubs of Paris's startup scene. That tech scene has matured and grown and is attracting international talent. Auroux can see this in the applications for the accelerator program for startups.
Out of this 2,000 application, 20% comes from international, from abroad, and it's increasing definitely.
Given all of this, there has, of course, been some conversation about what Brexit could mean for the local tech scene, as well as the financial sector. But France has some things to overcome, including a reputation for high taxes. That reputation led former Prime Minister David Cameron to joke after one new tax proposal a few years ago that maybe French people would like to come to England.
We will roll out the red carpet and welcome more French businesses to Britain, and they can pay taxes in Britain.
Now, people like Marc Fournier say France has an opportunity to lure businesses in the other direction.
So I think there's a good communications program that needs to be put in place.
Fournier is a managing partner at venture firm Serena Capital in Paris and teaches entrepreneurship at a business school here, ESCP Europe.
I'm sit on boards in London, and all of the investors in London are now curious into finding out what's happening in continental Europe.
French politicians have made it clear they think Paris should be a strong competitor for any business activity leaving London. Welcome to Paris, was the message from Prime Minister Manuel Valls earlier this month.
Bienvenue à Paris. Bienvenue en France. Welcome.
He announced the government would set up a one-stop office to smooth the way for relocating employees. It will go as far as helping people find schools for their kids. The head of the Paris region has sent out letters to thousands of individual executives in Britain. Fournier approves, but says there will need to be more than statements from politicians.
Politicians will get the press coverage. Good French and successful entrepreneurs in Paris need to communicate on all the strengths that are here in Paris.
That's perhaps easier said than done, according to Josephine Goob. She's French but lives in London, where she works for the cross-European tech recruitment site YBorder. She also advises the European Commission.
Certain companies see this as an opportunity, but they don't want to appear as opportunistic and calling up people in difficulty.
She says France will be a contender, but ultimately, people who do decide to relocate will make the decision for themselves based on all sorts of personal reasons, like language and cultural ties. And, she cautions, there may not be as many jobs up for grabs as people thought right after the Brexit vote. At least, not yet.
I think now that the dust has settled, people are just a little bit more rational and really looking at ways they can relocate or not.
One consideration for people looking at Paris, it's expensive. But back at the co-working space Numa, Auroux says that for companies, the engineering talent could be worth the cost, and new entrepreneurs, he jokes, don't need a whole lot.
Basically, noodles and a bed to sleep.
He also thinks it will take time to see how many companies eventually do cross the English Channel. Give it a year, he says, give European countries time to work out their new rules, then we'll see. In Paris, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.